now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, we talk Bond, look at a new Bond film, the brand new one called Spectre, playing some spy-fi tunes and checking out an interesting story about a former Bond gal who's gone back to her younger days for a recreation of her famous role. Let's kick it off with the Martini Kings and You Only Live Twice on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with James Bond Sextet and Live and Let Die. This week on the show, we are talking about the brand new Bond film Spectre. It's out right now. Joining me is film critic and scriptwriter Marcus Smith to walk us through Spectre.
You had no authority. None. Mexico City. What were you doing there?
I was taking some overdue holiday.
So what's going on, James? They say you're finished.
What do you think?
I think you're just getting started.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. A few little tricks up her sleeve.
Do one more thing for me.
What do you have in mind?
Make me disappear.
Basically, Bond finds his way through to Mexico City. He's chasing a link which Judi Dench has died, giving him the fallout leads, though, to his suspension, okay? And not unusual for Bond to get suspended.
But there's more, isn't there?
Well, in fact, the entire 00 division is facing the axe. And so what's happening is that there's this new breed of bureaucrats who've come in.
Oh, that's right. Budgetary cuts from the bureaucrats.
Anyway, these guys basically say, hey, do we need operatives or could we just have drones?
This is all sounding a little bit real.
So what basically happens is that they suspect that the best way to deal with the security thing in the world is to create one uber security organization, bringing all security organizations together, and it'll be a really safe idea if this organization controls all information. And yes, as you sort of suspect, the people behind this are actually Spectre, the criminal organization.
Wow. Now, what about Blofeld? I believe he has a bigger part in this whole scenario.
He's apparently responsible for every bad thing that's ever happened to Bond. The death of his stepfather, he's somehow implicated in the death of his parents, the death of his girlfriend, the death of M, the death of his budgie when he was 9. All of these deaths, he claims responsibility for.
I guess the question is, will it work?
It is going to be very, very hard for Spectre to make the sort of money that Skyfall made, basically because Skyfall was so good.
So what did you think? Did you like the film?
I feel like this is more like Quantum of Solace again. There's elements of a Bond film, and it's okay, but it's kind of a bit forgettable. But the interesting thing is that Bond actually reaches that point where he starts, even though it's a revenge film, I'm going to get you back, that's where he starts morally. But he gets to the point where he's starting to ask himself, is there really any point to this? And in fact, one of the key characters actually says to him, Madeline, who's the sort of the female love interest, the Bond girl for this particular film, she says, why do you do this? And he says, I'm not sure I've ever really had a choice. And she says to him, I think you're wrong. We always have a choice.
Spectre, it's out right now.
airport, will you?
Money, Penny? A feast for my eyes.
What about the rest of you?
Bond. James Bond.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Shaken, but not stirred.
Can't reach.
We'll be right back.
It's the Swank Party, that is the Cocktail Nation, as we broadcast from the penthouse and talk about the latest Bond film, Spectre, the 24th film in the official James Bond franchise. Now, some people might ask, Coop, why are you so interested in a film that is not period? You love the aesthetic of the 1950s and 60s. And that is a good question. In fact, some might argue that the only good Bond is Connery, and perhaps they are right. But here's the deal. I dig the concept of Bond. I've always liked the concept of the lounge, Lothario spy, the man who dresses well, drives nice cars, and has a high degree of cool that is combined with a player mentality of winning friends and taking chances in life. To me, the Bond franchise has kept this tradition alive throughout the 24 films and the books. The Bond of today, just as cool as 60s Bond, but hey, that's just me. Sure, Bond's been updated, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't sleep around as much as he did, but tell you what, I'll always buy a ticket to a Bond show. Right now, from the album James Bond Now, it's Vic Flick, Diamonds Are Forever on the Cocktail Nation.
Mixing business with girls and thrills. Girls and fun. Girls and danger. The hotter the danger, the cooler he takes it.
The Cocktail Nation.
Jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Good afternoon, 86.
A warrant has been issued for your arrest. I really must assist the police.
Handy for espionage.
With lounge leader Coop Cooper, Monty Norman, Dr. No's Fantasy. Well, you know, half a century has passed since Bond girl Shirley Eaton was memorably covered in gold paint for her role in Goldfinger. She's 78 years old, and now she's done a recreation of that smoldering pose that she struck for the front cover of the US magazine Life, which was taken during the making of the film in 1964. She was just 27 years old, now 78. She played Jill Masterson, who was the doomed secretary of Goldfinger. She was murdered by him, being painted in gold. At the time, it was widely believed that we breathe through our skin and that closing of the pores in the body would result in quick death. She said, "It took about the same amount of time to paint me then as it did now. The original paint was almost a clear gel full of gold particles, and they left a gap down her tummy so that she could breathe, because we thought you had to breathe through your skin." Before Goldfinger, Miss Eaton's acting work had been included in such appearances as the Carry On films, and she largely retired from acting in 1969 after deciding to devote her time to her husband and her children. She said, "Being painted gold was an extraordinary thing to do when I did it all those years ago. Nowadays, lots of people do that sort of thing. It's not that uncommon, I suppose." She says, "I love being with the makeup girls and the cameramen. When I gave up acting, I didn't miss the fame, but I missed all the backroom guys and gals who put us where we were." What a great story. A look at the world of swank for pastimealbumclocks.com. Got a couple of big events coming up for the end of the year. Salon Noir, November 28, Frankfurt, the Orange Peel. And in Palm Springs, December 11, it's a weekend at Sinatra's. And I've got lots of other gigs online. Simply check out the website cocktailnation.net, click on the World of Swank gig guide, and make sure you check out the pastimealbumclocks.com website. Some new Sinatra clocks to check out ahead of the 100th anniversary. Here's David Arnold and Vespa on the Cocktail Nation.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
He's the man, the man.
his way of sin. But don't go in. What you feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty good, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves.
Cocktailnation, Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger. Online, cocktailnation.net. And, of course, you can find the links to our social media there as well. We're right across all of them. The Cars of Spectre is a new exhibition at the London Film Museum. It's got vehicles, props, costumes of the latest James Bond film. That's at the London Film Museum. Something like 150 original artifacts, all spanning 24 Bond films. Pretty amazing stuff. Would love to see that. So check out londonfilmmuseum.com if you'd like some more details. Here's the James Bond Sextet back again with Moonraker now on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. A man who gets into some very hot spots and some very tight spots. Beautiful girls get stuck on him.
Just the two of us. Soft music.
Bad guys get struck by him. The mind-grabbing master plan to conquer the world.
It's Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
marry a man just like that.
And what do they say about him?
That he's everything you want. That he's everything you don't.
You need every man in the place thinking, wish I could be him. And every girl thinking, pick me. It's your fuel. You feed off it.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Oh,
Cocktail Nation, Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper, Combustible Edison, Spy vs. Spy. Not exactly a Bond film, but fitting into the spy-fi theme. Next week on the show, it is our Best of the Best series. I've got two shows, Best Music. We'll finish off the year with the best interviews and products released during 2015. And I've looked across the list as to what I've got to put in the bag, and I'll tell you what, you will be very, very impressed. Here's Roland Shaw. We're going to finish off with the James Bond theme from Roland. Stay hip.
Thank you.